This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
We've got President Biden. He's going to be going to Israel, it looks like, in the next 24 hours or so. And American hostages remain somewhere in Gaza. Kirby says they don't know exactly where they are. And I don't know if they knew where they were, if they would be able to go get them yet. Well, we've got a great expert coming up here in just a moment, folks. We'll be talking with U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright about all things that are happening there in Israel and, of course, internationally as well, and all things political. So you definitely want to stick around here in this hour number four of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. And you have found the place for news and politics overnight in America. We're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates this morning via satellite as well up on the GCN network. And if you'd like to listen to the program on a stream, you can go to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com to hear the program that way. If you're working across America in the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout-out for everything that you're doing. And we also want to let you know, again, a couple of things are changing behind the scenes at the broadcast here. We've been telling you about them here over the last couple of days. So tonight we won't be taking live listener calls yet. We're getting our call systems put back into shape here. But you're welcome to go over to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you can send us a direct message, which we can answer a comment here on the program this morning. We'll also be getting a brand new call-in number as we move through about the middle of the week this week, so we're keeping you up to date as best we can. No worries, of course. This is all part of the evolution of the show, and we're excited. We're really excited, everybody, to have you as part of this. And the sky is truly the limit here, and we're glad that you're aboard. We're glad that you're along for the ride here. Thanks again for all the great messages that we've been getting. Thanks for sticking with us, because it really does mean the world. Well, talking about the things in the world, no better person and guest and regular contributor to speak with this morning other than U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. It's a pleasure to be back in the classroom with you, Professor Warren Kyle.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I got to tell you, there's so much happening. I don't even know where to start. But right there in the intro, I mentioned President Biden going to Israel. What effect is this going to have? Is this, you know, what else? What can he do there on the ground that he can't do from the White House, perhaps?
Well, to actually do something, I think a little. Because, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've had all the big guns from the State Department, Department of Defense, the CENTCOM commander, those folks, went there in the proper order. So this is really, more just a sign of support because, for any president, not just this ineffectual current president, but any president, it's important. I don't want to subtract from that. But it'll do a little more than just bolster and send a signal after that. And, you know, and the fact that, as you pointed out earlier in the show, you know, Vladimir Putin, of course, he's in China. And he had a call out with the Prime Minister Netanyahu before he made a trip. So that's probably even more meaningful in a lot of ways than the discussion, which will just reinforce what's already occurred between American diplomats and military folks and the country of Israel.
Well, Kirby was on, I think, Fox News Sunday, and he said they haven't ruled out or ruled in use of military boots on the ground, for lack of a better expression. But he also said, we don't know where the Americans are. I suppose they don't know where to start with that.
Well, yeah, Professor, I'm going to be very grim right now. I don't know what to start. I always bristle when I'm called an expert on anything, because I'm really the anti-expert, because I know a little bit about a lot of things. And what I know about Israel is, you know, just from 2 years where I was there. So when people talk about the geographics and what happened and the places and things, I can bring to mind my personal experience of being on the ground right there. But, of course, that was at a much different time than what we're faced with right now. But to be grim, I'd have to say that, sadly, I think any of the folks, whether it's Americans, Israelis, or any other countries, I mean, there's Chinese, there's all nations right there. So it's very multinational right there. But if they're in the Gaza, I believe that they will perish. If they have not already been killed, they will die. There's not a doggone thing the world or that Israel can do differently as they move in and take over the Gaza Strip. That's not going to happen. So I hate to say that, but we got to speak truth. And I believe that's the case. And that's why a couple days ago, one of the saddest things I saw was that a family had learned that their young daughter, it was a granddaughter, was dead. And they were actually relieved at that, to find out that she was dead and not held captive in the Gaza, because of the potential incredible gruesome death that she might suffer, as a way of sending a signal to the Israelis that they move to reoccupy the Gaza Strip. So that's kind of a bummer, hard way to start out here on Tuesday of the week, but I believe that to be the case.
Well, but that's the hard reality of what Hamas has perpetrated. Israel didn't ask for this. The people, all, you know, free people in the world didn't ask for this. But Hamas, and by the ruling over them, essentially, Iran has brought this to the world. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, hang in there just for a moment. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay a couple of bills here, and you'll hear a couple of other messages. When we come back, we're going to continue our talk about Israel, and also we're going to get into some politics as well. So don't go anywhere, because we're going to come right back. Kyle Warren with you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, we are racing across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America, folks. Burn, baby, burn, the place for news and politics is right here. And we're glad that you're joining us. Kyle Warren with you as we continue here through the early morning hours. We're going to be talking again here real briefly with our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. He'll be back with us here shortly. Again, wanted to let you know that you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send me a direct message this morning, if you have a comment about what we're talking about here, because we're going to continue talking about Israel, and also, of course, we've got some political things to throw into the mix, because Kevin Wright is also the chairman of the Manatee County Liberty Caucus. Good morning again, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Good morning. Hey, as you race around the radio dial, I'm running and keeping up.
All right. Well, exactly. Well, we're trying to set a good pace. You know, it's a four-hour program, and people that can stick with us, and some of the affiliates are with us for 4 hours, and some come on for an hour or 2 hours here and there. But yeah, you're right. It's actually we're trying to set a good pace for the early morning hours. We've got a lot of people out there working real hard and doing all kinds of stuff in the overnights that people don't realize actually helps keep America moving.
I know, and it's comforting to know that they're out there, and then that somehow, and even from inside here, that we are with them.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, you know, Kevin, I'm watching some of these video footage. This the old timey term, right? The footage that's coming in because it used to be on actual film or videotape, but seeing these images in Gaza, it sort of begs the question, when Israel does its ground assault that's going to be just super massive,
What do you think, I mean, this is all subjective, maybe time for a crystal ball, but what does Gaza look like at the end of this, and does it ever go back to being, for lack of a better expression, inhabited the way that it is right now?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because that's the thoughts I had as I was listening to Denise Simon all earlier. And I want to go back to World War II and the end of the war in the Pacific with Japan. Of course, the United States and President Truman were faced with the decision, do we do a ground invasion of Japan, or do we use our newly developed nuclear capability and drop these bombs on first Hiroshima, then Nagasaki? And then the thought was, a ground invasion of Japan would likely lead to even greater deaths, when civilian deaths, than what came about from the dropping of the bombs of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And it certainly would have meant hundreds and hundreds of thousands of deaths of Americans and allied forces as they fought across Japan to do that. Because, as you know, months, years later, we still had some Japanese soldiers that were fighting for the emperor out there. And then, so what happened as a result of that? Well, we chose to go with that. Well, Israel doesn't have the choice to drop nukes on a Gaza, of course. So they're having to do what we didn't want to do, and that's to do a ground invasion of what is really, from the size of Israel, just as big as to do that. And so, yeah, the question about what comes after that. Well, you know, what did we do after World War II? And when we didn't have to make that horrible choice and face the deaths, make no mistake about it, the deaths are going to be huge, civilian side on both sides. But the defender has the advantage in this kind of house-to-house urban war fighting. So Israel is going to pay a huge price, but they will win. Make no mistake about that. They will win. But the win won't come when they get to the southern part of that, where they are ushering the civilians out of Gaza into Egypt and Sinai right now. It will come after that. And Denise Simon talked about Fatah and those. Even if you kill every last Hamas person, you got a lot of people that have Hamas in their blood. Just like capturing and sentencing and putting to death some of the folks that were with the emperor and caused great harm to the world and all that, that is not the end. You have to do almost like MacArthur did over a long period of time and establish himself as the emperor in Japan, and they had to re-educate and fundamentally change the culture of Japan. And today we're paying the benefits for that. Well, I think that is exactly what Israel is going to have to do. And there's going to be, even right now, where we in America are not 100% united like we were in Japan, because we have elements that, they don't even want them to step one foot into the Gaza, let alone have to establish themselves and occupy. They will have to be an occupying force for the time. They will, just like MacArthur is someone's emperor right there. So we have to get ready for that, because other elements will do that. And I think that Netanyahu and Israel, the state of Israel is united. Americans probably won't unite about this, and that will be bad. And there's going to be pressure in the administration, and they flirt with things like, oh, don't do this, don't do that. Hey, the occupation is going to be there, and the victory will not be when they reach and occupy all that. It will be what comes after they have secured that, and the guns go not silent, but get quieted down.
Well, I mean, I appreciate what you're saying so very much, because when we look back at, say, Germany and Japan post-World War II, you know, we're looking at a real different paradigm today because of the hatred that exists with these terror groups. And, you know, because as I was growing up, you know, the World War II was a more distant historic event, but the idea was that Germany and Japan were our friends, and there was a war, but we don't carry those same animosities any longer, basically. And so I just think we've got a real tough road ahead to ever try to get to that point where Gaza is concerned and these terror groups, because there's a different dynamic to this. And would you agree that this sort of all feels very different even than the wars that Israel had to fight not all that long ago in order to defend its own existence?
Oh, actually, the war itself will be very similar to other wars, which, you know, they fought the 73 war without any American help. The only help they had there was British and other European nations. But, yeah, the dynamic is different. One of the key dynamic differences from World War II is this. We had long vanquished Italy. Germany was vanquished. Now, of course, we had the communists and Stalin all that to deal with, but we were still allies with them. So that's the fundamental difference. Today, you've got Iran, you've got Russia, you've got China in the background. So the international scene is different. We're not the lone superpower. So even if we were united in our support in the post taking back of the Gaza by Israel, which we will not be united on, even then it would be very difficult. So yeah, Israel faces a far more difficult, just like Denizhan pointed out, you know, what Netanyahu did say, hey, looky here, come out and travel here and there with me and tell me, and then you try to go back home and preach to me and have the folks back in your home country preach to me about what it's really like and what we should do, because you don't know. You just don't know.
Indeed. Well, you know, Bill Maher, over at Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO, a lot of times, you know, he says a lot of stuff that I don't agree with, and a lot of people don't agree with. But every once in a while, you know, he says things that really kind of rattle the left, and not the least of which right now he's talking about what some of these kids on college campuses are talking about, that they seem to be rallying to the terrorist organizations, for lack of a better expression, and that just sort of boggles his mind. Is this just a disconnect of history, or is it a disconnect of terminology, or what's going on?
It's a disconnect with truth. It's the deniers of the truth, and we got American media and public broadcasting and all that, and that's who he's talking about. You know, if there's any son of dogs and cats living together, when increasingly in the last couple of years, when we got a guy like him that we find connection with because he is speaking truth about many so many things. And, of course, he took them out for being afraid to come out and call Hamas terrorists, mm-hmm. which is precisely what they are.
Right.
And they are sponsored by a terrorist state, which is Iran, Hezbollah, Fatah. They're all terrorists, plain and simple. By definition, they are. So it's incredible that we have terrorist deniers out there and deniers of the truth. So, hey, good for him and telling the truth. We just need to hopefully we can bring back some folks that are drinking the wrong Kool-Aid flavors.
Indeed. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, can you stick around for a third segment? Because I'd like to talk a little bit about some American politics.
Well, I'd like to, but this of all days, I got to be out the door at 6 a.m., but I do want to let folks know that I am the outgoing chairman of the Mankin County Republican Liberty Caucus. However, at our convention out in Melbourne, I was elected to be one of three of the at-large directors for the state of Florida. So actually, my responsibilities, mm-hmm. I must humbly say, are much larger and increased. And then we'll have an election. Somebody else will take my stead here in Mankin County.
But sounds good.
I look forward to a broader reach.
Sounds good. Well, have a great day, Kevin, and we'll be right back right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is taking Air Force One to Israel. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said yesterday a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the president will take place tomorrow.
Biden is expected to meet with Netanyahu and other Israeli leaders. U.S. officials have discussed with Egypt ways to get humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. So far at this time, none of the Arab countries in the region are willing to take in Gaza refugees. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he feels good about Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's chances to become House Speaker. McCarthy said he's focused on getting Jordan elected today on the House floor. Jordan was nominated by Republicans late last week and has been working on getting support from holdouts. Jordan needs 217 votes to be elected Speaker and to get Congress up and running again. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we do continue racing across your radio dial all across the United States of America this morning in the overnight hours. And, well, we're getting down tonight. We're getting a little bit there. Casey and the Sunshine Band, I actually got to see them perform. It was not back in the heyday, but it was many years later. It was actually at a television taping, and I got to see Casey and the Sunshine Band. They did a great job, and they were rocking. And you know, it's interesting too. A lot of times these bands and this sound, this music, you look back and you see just how iconic it really is. And I remember when Casey and the Sunshine Band were getting their first big hits. And you think back, and it exists in its own space. It was that time, and it was disco was sort of becoming a big thing. But and then you went through the new wave and all that, and punk, and then stuff happened. You know, started blossoming in the 80s, all kinds of different stuff. And but you look back when you get this far out from it, you look back and you say, yeah, they were making some good music that just makes you feel good when you hear it again. So hearing Casey and the Sunshine Band there really does do that. You know, I might as well tell you this anyway. This crossed my mind as I was just saying that, and that is, it's interesting because back in the 80s, back in the day, as they say, back in the 80s. You hear all kinds of different things on the same radio station, right? Especially in the early 80s. You know, we had this great request the other night from Linda in Pinellas County.
requested Eddie Rabbit's Driving My Life Away for one of the Trucker Reports. And we played that on the Monday edition. And so you'd hear that. And then you'd hear something else that was not in the same exact genre as Eddie Rabbit's Driving My Life Away. And then you'd hear something else. And then you'd hear something like that was more electronic driven. Those early days of synthesizers and electronic keyboards and sequencers and things like that. And so you had kind of this eclectic mix of stuff. And you used to leave it on the same radio station, right? And you'd hear all this different stuff. And nowadays, of course, a lot of things are really niched out. If you want to hear this, you're going to listen to that station or this podcast or this stream. You know, everything has changed so dramatically. And a lot of times, unfortunately, I think it means that there's less sort of crossover in terms of artists and songs and so forth. Whereas back in those days, it just seemed like, oh, because you're more limited, for one thing. We didn't have iPods and we didn't have streaming. And, you know, dare I say, you had a cassette player in your car. You had a cassette player in your car, and you'd have to flip it over and you'd hit the little button. And if you had a really sophisticated cassette player, you'd hit the button, the fast forward, it would fast forward to the next song and then start playing the next song. So if you had a couple of favorite songs on that cassette, you'd constantly be, you know, letting it rewind or fast forward to the next spot that you wanted. So, but anyway, I'm digressing here, but we also like to talk about music a lot on this program. I have a musical background, so it's definitely near and dear to my heart. So keep those requests coming, by the way, for the Trucker Report, and you can do that simply by heading over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, my podcast website, which, of course, we have the Send Kyle a Direct Message link there. It's working out pretty well here as we're getting our listener lines logistically put back together here so we can start taking our live calls again. And that's really the lifeblood too of talk radio. And so we're really, really excited to get that back in the mix here, because we love hearing from you. We love talking to you, and we love hearing what you have to say. Interactive. That's key. But once again, do go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at KyleWarrenShow, so that if you want to have some updates or just connect with me in that regard, we sure appreciate it. And again, we do appreciate all the great messages that we're getting. Really, really do appreciate it. All right. So one of the things that's also, I think, creating some issues here is we're seeing President Trump, we're seeing him, he's going to appeal what he's calling the unconstitutional gag order on his ability to talk about his case, one of the cases he's being involved in. And certainly one of the things that you need to be able to do, and I understand about gag orders generally speaking in legal cases, but I think the perception out there is so strong that President Trump is being sort of railroaded on this. You get accused of something, but you can't go out and talk about it because you're a political candidate. And that's where this real wrinkle comes in. It's almost unprecedented, I think, in American politics. You know, if we talked about this coming from some place where they didn't really have the same kind of legal standards that we have and so forth, one might say, oh yeah, well that's, we don't doubt that. You know, it's in such and such a place, you know. But here in this country, it's very difficult to accept that somehow you can use this power, or even if it's just a bizarre confluence of circumstances, which I think most people think it's not really that, right? But if you have the ability to bring the most popular candidate, at least via the polls right now, to bring that candidate up on charges, and then they can't talk about it, they can't really defend themselves in the court of public opinion, which is the most important part of being a political figure, well, I think a lot of people, that just kind of rubs them the wrong way. They're not going to be very receptive to that, and it's going to galvanize people. you know, you hear about, well, you know, once Trump really starts getting these things coming down on top of him, you know, people are just really going to change. And I just don't know that that's really the case at this point. You know, I think that no matter what, any candidate, whoever they are, it doesn't matter. Even if it's Gavin Newsom, shall we say, who might get the nod to be the nominee, because I think the prevailing wisdom now is that somehow Joe Biden's going to get out of this race. It'll be, I'll spend more time with my family. You know, this is, you know, it's, I'm going to be one term because of whatever at this point. But I do think that even Gavin Newsom would have an uphill battle. Trying to gain the presidency. Donald Trump, if he gets the nomination, which by all intents and purposes right now, or indications, that's the trajectory for him, even he will have a hard time. But the idea is that, of course, you have these candidates who have to sell the American people on what's going to happen next. And certainly with, you know, I was just talking with Chris Murkowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, about the consumer confidence and how people are feeling out there. Well, that's going to be a big portion of this, but it's not going to be all of it, because the Democrats, as we've talked about before, have this unique ability, it seems, to get their message together and to somehow try to convince enough voters that if you vote for the GOP, that suddenly all your rights are going to be taken away. I mean, that doesn't happen, but the idea is that they convince people of that, that they make it sound so plausible. It's, you know, it's a very, sort of clever way of doing these kinds of things. And unfortunately, it works. It works most of the time. But whoever the nominee is going to be for the GOP has got to be able to hit this ground running. And the GOP has to be united. I think the GOP needs to get together a particular set, you know, they call it a platform, but I think they need to hone in on a couple of key issues and then just harp on those issues, because that's where the Democrats will start chiseling away. So the unity in the Republican Party is going to be absolutely crucial. I think that the Democrats will have a lot of disunity internally, but they're very good at presenting a united front. But the Democrats, make no mistake, they have this problem within their own party of whether or not they're going to stay with Biden, and if they don't stay with Biden, who do they go with? And if they go with somebody like Gavin Newsom or any other candidate, and they really don't have a deep bench. That's why I keep talking about Gavin Newsom, not just because he's governor of California, but they don't have a deep bench. There, I think the Democrat Party elite worry is, well, wait a minute, they won't do what we just tell them to do, like what Joe Biden does. So talk about a quandary. It's the Democrats primarily who have the quandary. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Much more to come for the final segment of the program. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back for our final segment of the morning. As we continue to race across your radio dial all across the United States of America, and if you'd like to listen to us on a stream as well, if you'd like to go carry us with you wherever you go, you can head over to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. They are the satellite. They were up on the satellite with them. So good morning to everybody up there at GCN this morning as well. And we have so much more to talk about before we close out the program. Don't forget, if you'd like to send me a direct message, go over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message there as well. My social media links are there if you want to connect with me that way. All right, so let's see here. Well, oh, by the way, remember I was just talking about, you know, people had cassette players in their car. Okay, so hold that. Just keep that thought. Just keep that thought in mind. Okay, here, and we'll talk. I'll expand on that here in just a minute with what I mean to say. But first, let's take a look at what's happening, evidently, in New York, and that has to do with the state of affairs for alternative energy plans in the state of New York. This from New York Post. New York State's insane renewable energy plan is starting to implode. The sooner Governor Kathy Hochul and other leaders admit the truth, the better. On Thursday, the State Public Service Commission nixed a request for vastly different subsidies, about $12 billion worth, for 90 alternative power projects that are supposed to provide a quarter of the state's electricity by 2020. That would have doubled public support, most likely meaning huge increases for ratepayers in a state where power already costs far above the national average, and rates are even now rising to help pay for this, quote, transformation. Okay? So, you know, and I got no problem with alternative energy sources, mission-specific. Even Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street earlier, was talking about, you know, electric cars have a place and, you know, the hybrids are a good idea as well. But, if you just need a car to get and you commute 40 miles to work every day and so forth, an electric car might not be a bad plan if it makes sense. But the idea that somehow everybody's going to have to go to cars that really don't go very far comparatively to gas-powered vehicles. It just doesn't help things. It doesn't move things along. And also, it seems to me that, you know, back in the late 1800s, right, when people started to start to find out about the horseless carriage because they had horses, and they had horses and carriages and buggies. Well, the rise and the advent of the automobile was something that actually made things better. It was more efficient. You could go farther. You could carry more stuff. Everything was there in order to say, look, this is actual progress because it's making things better. It's making life better in the general sense. Now, you could say, well, yes, but they made noise and this kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people back in that time period that said, no, these infernal machines, they make noise as they go down the street. And I'm sure they said that. But my point is that the electric cars as they're presently constituted today don't make everybody's lives better. Someone will say, well, it saves the planet, it does this and that. But in terms of what the market needs to have happen, it doesn't make things easier. It makes things harder. If you've got to stop on a road trip, and anybody who's ever done this, and you take your family, and the kids are small, can you imagine stopping somewhere and for hours while you try to recharge the car? How are you going to entertain your kids for hours at some rest stop or some other place? Right now, I mean, it's hard enough, right, when the kids are really small to stop somewhere and eat. You have to do that very quickly. If you need to get more fuel, you need to do that very quickly. The idea is to get where you are going, right? That's the whole point on a road trip with kids, with little kids. And but, you know, you try to make it fun, and they watch movies or they do this. You play games and things like that. But can you imagine stopping at a roadside charging station for hours while you charge up the car? It wouldn't be very easy, right? It would be really hard. So, again, back to this article. The companies involved saying they're facing higher costs thanks to inflation, supply chain issues, and other developments since they inked the original deals. Many most likely will now look to exit. Hochul, meanwhile, released a new, quote, 10-point action plan, unquote, that rhetorically doubles down on the state's commitment, its goals to the state's commitment, but its goals don't hold a hint of how to pay for it. The state's 2019 Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act requires cutting fossil fuel emissions by 40% by 2030 and 85% by 2050. Solar, mostly offshore wind plants, are supposed to replace the electricity. And cover the natural growth for the demand in power. Plus, New York wants everyone switching to electric cars, electric heat, and electric cooking. So these green dreams require even more growth in the electricity generation. Again, the PSC's wise ruling means that the wheels are coming off the entire alternative energy scheme. And why are they coming off? Again, because of mandates, because of the idea that the market isn't organically evolving these things into existence. You know, and, you know, there are a lot of early adopters out there. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being an early adopter when it comes to any kind of electronics or sort of new thing. But the problem is that the market itself, it has to make sense for the vast majority of people. And I recall seeing something just recently that said most of these early adopters already got their electric vehicles. The problem in getting electric vehicles in a widespread market is that most people who aren't early adopters are not going to go to an electric vehicle anytime soon or sooner than later. Simply because, number one, they're incredibly expensive. Number two, there's logistical issues that we've already sort of gone over. So there may not be widespread adoption because people are just doing that. But if you force people into just doing that, well, then that's going to create another whole host of problems, one might think. So it goes on and on. So we'll see what happens in New York. I don't envy them that. So now, you remember I just said, don't forget about the cassette tapes in your car back in the day. Well, this from Fox Business, Best Buy to cease selling DVD and Blu-ray media after the holidays. The decision reportedly stemmed from changes in how people consume entertainment. And that is really true. So Best Buy customers looking to purchase DVDs or Blu-ray discs will have to find another retailer after the 2023 holiday season. Starting in 2024, sales of hard copies of movies and TV shows by the consumer electronics seller will cease. Anybody who's been to a Best Buy lately, yeah, I think they are retooling a lot of different things in terms of why people go to a big box store to look at anything and do stuff like that. But there's a YouTuber that I like, and he doesn't talk politics per se, but he talks about the entertainment and some of your favorite genres of entertainment and so forth. But he mentioned not a while back, as a matter of fact, physical media may be the only way that you get to hold on to some of your favorite things, into your favorite movies or things like that, because they could be on streaming one day and then gone the next because of some contractual thing. There's a lot of shows that got removed from a lot of these streaming services because they're too expensive to hold on to them. So you might miss your favorite show or that show that you kind of was kind of quirky and you liked it and you want to go back and stream it. Well, you may not be able to do that. So you may be getting time to hold on to some of that physical media of stuff because sometimes, you know, and I guess you can't really – you can't really hold George Lucas, you know, can't really get too mad at him. I know he wants to keep improving Star Wars and so forth, but, you know, some people actually have video cassettes of Star Wars that before the actual alterations and so forth. So if you ever want to go back and see it, but you got to watch it on a VCR, if anybody ever has a VCR. All right, well, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. Thank you for sticking with us for the program this morning. Want to give a shout-out and thanks to Joe Weaver for producing. I want to thank everybody at AM860 for their support, our flagship station. Thanks to GCN, and thanks to you, the listeners. Thank you for being there. I really do appreciate it, and we are going to see you tomorrow for the program. Hope that you have a great Tuesday. Go out there, make it a great day. Take care out there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.